One of the things that has helped me in the 65 years since I've known the Lord, it's nearly going to be 66 in a few months, is what I read in Psalm 139. If you turn with me there, it speaks of how God formed our body inside our mother's womb. That everybody knows, that part. I mean, they may not believe God did it, but it says in verse 13, God, you formed my inward parts. You wove me inside my mother's womb. And I thank you that you fearfully and wonderfully made me. When you look at your body and how it functions so perfectly for so many years. I mean, you young people, just think about the miracle of if you study a little bit. I've read a little bit. I'm not a doctor, but I've read a little bit about the functioning of the human body, the heart and the lungs and the liver and so many parts. And I tell you, there are 100 things that can go wrong and that could have gone wrong in you young people's lives that you may not be alive today. So I've come to see the very fact that you're alive, even for 1 year, is a miracle. So many things have to work so much perfectly inside. It's like a machinery, you know. If one thing goes wrong, the whole thing packs up. And we are alive. I'm alive to 85 years. How many things could have gone wrong? And even if you're only 10, 15 years old, how many things could have gone wrong that you would not be alive today? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then it says here in verse 16, God's eyes saw our unformed substance before you were a proper body inside your mother's womb while you were being formed. Just think of it. Think of it seriously. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, His eyes were looking at you. Make it personal. I like to think of that. And I was in my mother's womb and I was not even properly formed as a body. God's eyes were on me. You can make that personal for yourself. God's eyes are on you. And in your book means in God's mind. God's book is in His mind. Were written the days that were ordained for me. I say, Lord, I'm one among the billions of people that have lived on the earth from the time of Adam. You mean to say that you are so interested in me just being formed inside my mother's womb, so small, that in your mind there was a plan written down for my life with all the billions of people you've got to take care of? True. I believe it has changed my life. And I tell you, if you believe it and accept God's word, this is the only book in the world, the only book in the world that is 100% true. If it is written in any other medical book, I wouldn't believe it. But when it's written in God's word, I believe it. It's 100% true. I don't care who you are. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, make it personal, God had in His mind a wonderful plan He made for your life. All the days that were ordained for me, before there was even one of them, that means before I was even born, He had already written down. I believe that. I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I know one thing. God had it written down before I was born. That's why I'm not in a panic. I'm not afraid, oh, I may get cancer, or something will happen, I'll have an accident. I don't know how the Lord is going to take me to Himself, whether it's by His coming from heaven, maybe that way, or some other way. But one thing I know, that the days were written down for me. And my job is to cooperate with Him in fulfilling that plan. It's not automatic. It's not like a machine where God just starts it and it's going to automatically fulfill. No. God's plan for your life will not be fulfilled if you don't cooperate with Him. And anywhere along the way you rebel against Him and say, no, I don't want that. God will say, okay, go your way. And we can mess up God's plan. God forgives us. There can be days that are wasted. I wasted days in my life when I did not take my Christian life seriously. I think of 19 and a half years when I was born again at 19 and a half. And I say, Lord, what happened to those first 19 and a half years? Wasted. I wish I had known the Lord when I was 3 years old. But there again, I'm encouraged by, you know, the Apostle Paul. He wasted about 30 years of my life. I wasted only 19 and a half. He wasted 30 years of your life. And he did such terrible things like killing Christians. Imagine that. And God had his eyes on this guy who's going around killing his own, God's children. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a hold of him. I'm going to turn him around and make him my greatest servant on earth. It's amazing. And when Paul realized that and he got converted, he always thought, I'm the greatest sinner whom God called. What does he think about his years that were wasted? 30 years, Paul, of your life was dead. You know, he died when he was around 68 or so. So 30 years of that 68 is wasted. Not only wasted, but going anti-Christian, like an anti-Christian, killing God's children. What about that? That brought such sorrow in his life. Lord, I have messed up your plan for me. I have hurt your children. And that repentance was like a fire that made him go full speed, like a rocket. And that's the thing that came to my heart. Many people say, I'm sorry for my sins, but the sorrow doesn't seem to act like a rocket to propel them to do God's will in future. They say, oh, I'm sorry and God's forgiven me. Think of the wrong things you have done, my brother, sister, older people and younger people. Does it bring such sorrow in your heart that you weep and say, Lord, I've got to make up for that in some way? It does bring in my life, certainly. That's what made me, Lord, I've got to do something. I can't just sit back and say, I'll just go along to the meetings and attend the meetings and come home and go along next Sunday to the meeting. That's not all for me. I have to make up for the years that were wasted. And I lived for myself and disobeyed God. That's what made Paul into a mighty apostle. And my brother, sister, God could have done a lot more for you. Let me tell you that. I don't want you to feel condemned, but if you take it seriously today, God could have done a lot more for you if you had really felt sorry for the way you dishonored God in all those years. Or even after you became a Christian, you've dishonored God by your foolish conversation and the stupid things you go around doing and saying. Does that bring a sorrow in your heart? Lord, I'm messing up my life. I've already messed up so much. I don't want to mess up anymore. That's what I said. I said, I don't want to mess up anymore. I want to make the rest of my life useful for you, Lord. And I've told young people, some of you have the privilege of knowing these truths, which I came to know when I was 35 years old. You come to know when you are 15. So you should be able to go far ahead of me in your Christian life than I have. But I said, I doubt it. Because, I'll tell you why, not because I'm better than you, but because the years that I wasted in my life with backsliding and all that has brought such sorrow in my heart that it has made me run full speed. And I see that some of you young people, you take forgiveness so cheap that you're not running full speed. And that's why I'm going to overtake you. Because I'm running full speed because of the regret I have over the times in my life that I wasted. And I don't see that regret in some of you. You take it so casually. You're so casual in your attitude to Jesus Christ even today. You're not zealous and wholehearted. That's sad. And I want to tell you, you'll have a lot of regret when Christ comes back. Take it seriously now. Look what Paul said in Acts chapter 17. He said, I had many years of ignorance in my life and I did a lot of stupid things. But Acts 17 verse 30 says, God has overlooked all those times of ignorance. Those 30 years of Paul's life where he wasted, God says, forget it. Forget it, Paul. I overlook it. But now, live a life of repentance from now onwards. So there was a point in Paul's life where he knew that God's blotted out the past, but I'm going to live in repentance every day. That is the way you run full speed. If you live in repentance every day. God is my witness. I live in repentance every day.